Megan, I heard you singing too. Now that sounded good.
I love the Nashville reference in that. And I got to ask about coming up here all those years ago to play the Bluebird.
Yeah, I mean, it was the thing that you aimed for.
Totally. You know?
And we knew that.
Mecca.
It was the Mecca. We were babies.
I love how lush all this whole geographic area is for music.
Yeah.
Of course, your first song, Gwen Allman, talks about, you know, that being part of your heritage as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up, I mean, Allman Brothers playing through the doorway of my sister's room thinking, who is that? Yeah. You know, second grade. Yeah. So, yeah, important. I mean, the South, I've had so many great experiences with music in the South, and it's just such a community for me, and from deep roots here, so it's important.
It's really important, and we get to carry the legacy on, and I love that when you do a solo album that you're digging into these different pockets. Could be more country, could be more punky.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you use.
It crosses over in the South.
It does.
It does. It does a lot. Yeah. Especially in the scene when I came up from through Atlanta, you know, punk scene there was very crossed over with a lot of the more the Appalachian kind of and field recording sort of vibe and stuff and kind of that, and that Salvation Army kind of vibe.
Count punk was a thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I remember Jason and the Scorchers was like one of my early loves, and I just remember thinking, one day I'm gonna make a record like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just what a great band, you know.
Oh, totally. Yeah. You know, and they were so formative to so many people.
Huge.
They were breaking all the rules.
Yep.
And they didn't care.
Yep.
And it, you know, it's just this youthful exuberance.
Yep.
Amazing energy.
Yeah.
Love that. Love, you know, Webb Walters. So many people that came from that era that are still making music today.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, Webb is part of our team, so
yeah,
we like that.
That's
Jason
cool.
just came and played for us during our 895 Fest. A couple months ago,
wow.
And that was amazing.
Rich.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, seriously, there's so many new bands, and there's so many great people that continue. You know, it's not just about doing your meteoric rise, and then that's over. This is about legacy, this is about career, this is about making music every decade, taking into whatever pocket.
Yeah, it's a life pursuit.
Yeah. We love that you are in whatever incarnation.
Well, thank you. I love you guys, and I appreciate your support. I mean, for a long time. Jesse's been helping me out for a long time, so I appreciate it.
Thank you. Is there a new Indigos in the works?
There is. I'm going to finish the mix. I'm going to get home tomorrow, and then in a couple days, going to go to Alabama, and Trina Shoemaker's mixing the record, and we're just going to put the finishing touches on it, and then master it September, and probably won't come out till January, but we want to spend some time getting it right and, you know, making sure we got all our ducks in a row before we do it.
Yeah. Let's talk about the ducks that were in a row just a couple of days ago.
There's a lot of ducks.
There's a lot of female ducks.
Yeah.
I'm sure that female ducks have a name. I don't know. But anyway, what an amazing thing to be part of.
Yeah, my head was about to explode the whole time. And I wasn't even there on Sunday when the Native Daughters played and all the banjo players. Oh my God, Rihanna and Amethyst and Ali. It was like amazing. So I just have to say, like, first of all, Phil and Brad Cook, we did Cooks in the Kitchen, and that was amazing. Those boys are like my brothers and I love them so much. And then we got to do this collaboration thing that Brandy put together, and it was just to watch it was like my head was going to explode. I mean, seriously, when Dolly Parton came out there and sang with her, I was crying because I was like, I know you, and there's nobody, this is it for you. This is the one that you've wanted to sing with. That and Joni Mitchell, you know. And she's just doing all of it. You know, I mean, Elvis is going to come next, but that'll be a different time in our life, but in heaven. But, so it was really neat, and for us, a great experience as a band, just to be able to go there and, like, see everybody and see everything and participate. It was lucky, because I hadn't been to Newport in years and years and years, you know.
So and this was nice. The first time that that jam was female led.
Yeah.
So, and pretty yeah. great.
I think they had 50% of their artist roster was female this year. And that's more than any festival. So.
Well, thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you
for making music for all these years, and please make some more for us right now. Okay.